Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Chal Chav Simon Chav. Chayyim continues and he says the following scenario: Hanich Shuman al Tav Shul Shehu Cham. So, putting a person has a hot piece of chicken, a piece of meat, and he wants to add some fat onto it, some congealed fat, put it on top of the chicken or the meat, which by putting it on this heated item, the meat will liquefy and melt. So as regards to doing that, so he says, Ayin Simen Zayin V'Nishmas Adam Shom. So what is he referring to? He's referring to the concern of Bishul Achar Bishul, because as it liquefies, it's going to be a double lakshan istanin. However, when he put it there as a salad, it's considered a salad right now. And Ayin Bishul Achar Bishul, when it comes to salads, so meekr, then we hold that something which tends to melt when heated, since when you put it there, it's solid, it has a din of a solid in bishul and in bishul achar bishul, as opposed to we don't say that. When it liquefies, since it's going to liquefy, it's still with it as a liquid. Chedim does bring an opinion before that the Shari Tshuva quotes that it's a problem. But he seems to incline Bikr Din that it's like the opinion, you know, the Mogen of Rum, they would deal with it as a Dover Yavesh. So you don't have a Bishul problem. But why don't we have an Erlid problem? He contrasts this with the next case. We have to assume that why it's not another problem is he's saying as soon as the meat, the fat liquefies, it absorbs into the food. So since it was never nicker independently, so it does not become osur because of nerlet. That's why he says in the next scenario that he's going to give, you mean niach pastira vashuman zov v'luchutz. So they had this food, which was some type of a made out of dough, and it was filled with pieces of fat. Exactly what that looks like, I do not know. So as you're going to be heating up this food, the fat is going to liquefy. So if it's fatty enough that the liquid is going to be zov l'chut, is going to flow outwards away from. In order to be able, it's going to be visible. If you niach pastira v'shuman zov l'chutz, yesh achmer shlo l'achol hashuman, kimetshu be'en havi k'nerlet. So here he's referencing back to the idea he said earlier in this simon, the chadchila v'machmer anerlet. So putting it near the fire to cool, putting it near the fire to warm, not in a way which is also because of Bishul or Nesina, Shem Yechata, but it's going to liquefy, and it's going to liquefy, and you cannot say it's mutter because it immediately absorbs. It's going to liquefy and stand as a freestanding liquid. So now we have a problem with Nerlet. We said before we only make a lot of the Nerlet aspect if it's Tzarech Shabbos. So he says you shouldn't do it. But then he continues and he says, that's only if you don't need it. But we said in a scenario where a person has a Tzarech Shabbos, this is, let's say, it's only a hot food for Shabbos, there's only food for Shabbos, so a person can be mekel and put it in a way where he's not actively causing it to liquefy. It's happening passively. And the resultant new liquid, which is a nerlet, even though it wasn't absorbed in immediately, which is the heter, which he used earlier in the case of putting the shuman onto the hot piece of meat. Over here, it's going to present its independence of the food. It's going to be a separate entity of liquefied fat. He's going to be matzarit. Welcome atzarach. The case was necessary, but in the case was not necessary, a person should avoid that. Yesh lahater. Now, he says, kima sheish matirim gam la'achar kach vein lasus came if they amor. Putting it there before the tanner, before the tanner is heated, he's going to be mutter, even ayin Yisrael. Now, there's a few points over here which we need to clarify. So he's introducing, and we've touched on this before, but let's review some of the points of Noilad and Moilad. So the common scenarios of this, which we will discuss, a person has ice cubes, and the ice cubes melt. So it goes from being ice to being water. May one use the water? A person wants to put ice cubes into a cup. Is that permitted? A person is a person allowed to do the opposite and freeze water into ice cubes? Is there a concern when you stir your coffee and you're causing the sugar to dissolve? That's called that you're actively dissolving the sugar. That's a problem. All of these questions have to be clarified. We've touched on some of them earlier, back in Simon Yadal, when we were talking about the Lachos of Dosh, in Klal Yadal. We will come back now to review those points, Be'ezras Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.